Welcome to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today, Steve Stricker's chemistry experiment. The biennial Ryder Cup golf matches featuring a team of 12 American professional golfers squaring off against 12 of the best players from Europe will get underway Friday in Wisconsin. The captain of this year's American squad is one of the PGA Tour's all-time most likable good guys, Steve Stricker. Stricker is also a very proud Wisconsin native and will have a home crowd featuring thousands of supporting fans pulling for his team at Whistling Straits on the western shore of Lake Michigan in Wisconsin. The American Ryder Cup players have been in one heck of a slump, though, the past few decades. Since 1995, the European team has spanked the American contingent 9-3. The USA retains a commanding 26-14 lead in the overall series, though, as the Yanks totally dominated this event from its inception in 1927 all the way through the 1980s. And that's when the team formerly known as Great Britain and Ireland was allowed, at least at the behest of Jack Nicklaus, to add players from continental Europe to their team. Well, that's when the tide really started to turn. By adding golfers from places like Spain, such as Seve Ballesteros, and Germany's Bernard Langer, Team Europe became a formidable golf foe. So why aren't the Americans performing well in this golf event, even though most of the leading money winners on the PGA Tour are heavily skewed to the United States team? It's called chemistry. The European golfers tend to socialize more with each other while playing on the European Tour events, as the players tend to stay in one primary hotel. They get to know one another off the course, have some dinner and enjoy an evening toddy, tell a few jokes, and get back onto the golf course the next day. By the time the Ryder Cup matches take place every 2 years, these golfers from Europe are generally quite familiar with one another and have already started to bond as a team. Back here in America, the prize money for professional golf has become so lucrative that many golfers rent a home for the entire week for tournaments and stay with their family and even their traveling party of swing gurus and mental coaches and the like. The majority of American pro golfers are more likely to socialize a little bit before and after the round in the locker room or the practice range. They're financially able to support this type of loner lifestyle. There is no secret that professional golfers are quite focused on improving their craft and tend to spend a lot of hours practicing and can be loners off the course. Yes, many of us golfers can be quite the sports geeks. Go! For a team sport like the Ryder Cup, though, the formula for putting together a winning team involves not just superior golf skills, but understanding the game of your playing partner. In the first 2 days of the Ryder Cup on Friday and Saturday, all matches will utilize a two-player team format, with one round of alternate shot matches where a different player hits the next golf shot until the ball drops into the hole, and the other involves a four-ball match in which the two players use their best individual score to see who wins the hole. The only day where the 12 golfers on each team will play individual matches comes on the Sunday finale. Recent history has shown that the European Ryder Cup teams tend to jump out to early leads during the team matches and then apply more pressure on Sunday as the Americans try to mount a final day rally. Well, as the Europeans have won 75% of the last 12 Ryder Cup matches, they have admitted that they do have a chemistry advantage over the American teams. The Euros, believe it or not, generally like each other and do tend to play well together as a team. The 2021 European squad is led by three-time major champion Patrick Harrington, whose Ryder Cup record himself was 9-13-3 in his six appearances. Now, Paddy's team is led by veterans such as Lee Westwood and fiery teammates such as Sergio Garcia and Ian Poulter. The youth contingent for the Euros is led by Spain's Jon Rahm and Finland's Victor Hovland. This year, 2021 U.S. Ryder Cup captain Steve Stricker, who played in Ryder Cup matches in 2008, 2010, and 2012 and sports a career record of 3-7-1 himself, must figure out how to make the home team's chemistry come together in his favor in Wisconsin this weekend. Stricker's U.S. team has loads of talent and includes six major championship winners, including Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, and Ryder Cup rookie Colin Morikawa. It's hard to believe that Dustin Johnson on the team is now 37 years old and is the elder statesman of an American team full of players in their 20s. Though youth can sometimes become an advantage, the incredible pressure of playing for your own country on your home soil and with thousands of very eager, cheering fans may bring out the best of these players or the worst. In addition to trying to figure out which of the 12 American golfers match up best for the team events, Coach Steve Stricker must also navigate a public feud involving two of his team's most talented young players. Brooks, we'll call him Bluto, Koepka, and Bryson, we'll call him Popeye DeChambeau, have been feuding off the golf course like a couple of those cartoon characters swooning over that damsel named Olive Oil. Koepka is well known for his arrogance and sometimes snarky comments about the other golfers, but most particularly about his Ryder Cup teammate, Bryson DeChambeau. And for his part, Bryson seems to enjoy a little retaliation by knowing that simply his mere presence anywhere nearby can really get under the skin of Brooks. Both of these two players, who are physically bigger than most of the other professional golfers, have created a summer of increasing tension on the PGA Tour during 2021. But now that these two major winners are Ryder Cup teammates for the American team, it's time to either kiss and make up this week, or perhaps we should start selling some ringside seats for the PGA Tour's version of Loser Leave Town wrestling match this weekend in Wisconsin. Yeah! Yeah! As for me, I'd love nothing better than to see Captain Steve Stricker pair both Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau together as teammates in the first match of this year's Ryder Cup matches on Friday morning. Coach Stricker should say to them something like this: "Either you two guys go out there and win this first match, or I'm going to sit both of you down until the Sunday singles matches. Now go win." Alas, the easygoing Steve Stricker doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who's willing to take such a risk, though. He'll probably find some other teammates to pair Koepka and DeChambeau with and hope for the best. But not me, though. If those two golfers were to actually perform well together and win match number one for the American team, Coach Stricker should allow them to keep playing as a team until they finally lose a match this weekend. And can you imagine the incredible lift that a victorious pairing of Koepka and DeChambeau would generate for the other American Ryder Cup teammates and all of the fans this year? Does U.S. Ryder Cup coach Steve Stricker have the guts to take such a bold risk and find out if this chemistry experiment will succeed? Will the personal feud between Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau result in a truce this weekend and a Ryder Cup victory? Or will golf's version of Bluto and Popeye keep going at one another while their team suffers through another loss? We'll find out on Friday. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I throw to the finish, 'cause I ain't been finished. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.